It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
One of my biggest regrets on this show is discovering this song in season 5 and not in season 1. As we enter the second hour here of the Average Joe Sports Show, Joe Mixey and Denton Day celebrating our final show, special 3-hour edition. We just had Gabe Henderson on. Now we move to NBA. Some more Average Joe's contributors. Kyle Vaught.
What is up?
What's going on?
It's going really
well. How you doing?
I am well.
Did you have a donut? You got a box of donuts next to you?
I see them and they smell rather...
Come on, man. You're not getting any younger. That's my obligatory. And joining us by phone, which is weird because he's actually in Lynchburg, Virginia, is Thomas Pinciero.
Thomas. Oh, man.
Yeah, he's moving a couch right now. So Thomas is doing this thing called getting married. The three of us sitting here are single, so we have to worry with this
Thomas
stuff.
Thomas can smell those donuts.
Thomas
right
is
he wants a donut right now.
Thomas, on, what is it, June 16th you're getting married, Thomas?
June 16th.
There you go. Well, I remember the date. I just know
I've been taking doors off almost.
Yeah, so Thomas is moving a couch across town, but he has graced us with his presence to talk about the NBA a little bit. Mo Walters woke up late, so he's probably going to walk in about 5 or 10 minutes, and we'll throw him on the show when he gets here. It's a big party. You know what? If any random person listening in Lynchburg just comes to the DeMoss Hall studio to put you on to.
If you're random, though, you have to bring food.
Yes. That's your payment.
That's your payment.
We'll lock the door. We'll lock the door if you can get in.
Non-perishable, though, so we can donate if it's not good.
Yeah, bring some cans. All right, so let's move on to the NBA. So you guys do the From the Perimeter NBA podcast. You guys already know what's going on. You did it yesterday, right?
Yes, we did.
And you did LCA baseball yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Well, you and Denton.
It was fun.
Hell, thank God for the mercy rule.
There you go. Yeah, so LCA Bulldogs winning another one.
They hung eight in the first inning.
Yeah, it was insane. It was just like, oh, you've got two outs. All right, this is going to be, boom, eight.
All right, so
NBA.
Let's talk some NBA, shall we? Wizards and Celtics.
Golly.
Celtics
exciting.
Leading the series. Boston able to take one back. 116-89 handily on Thursday. They're going to face off tomorrow. What is the key component for Washington being able to come back in this series?
It all starts with the bench and the physicality. In the first two games in Boston, Boston essentially bullied them, for lack of a better word. In the last game, game three, the Wizards were more on the aggressive side when it came to physicality. Of course, we also saw the Kelly Oubre, Kelly Olynyk incident, which was absolutely fantastic. And that really set the tone for what this series is going to look like for the next three, possibly four games here. It's going to be a physical series. These two teams do not like each other, and they're not supposed to like each other. This is the playoffs of basketball in the NBA in 2017, and the Eastern Conference has no rivalries. This is the new rivalry in the Eastern Conference, and it's going to get physical.
Certainly is.
Playoffs? See, the crazy thing here for me is John Wall and Bradley Beal haven't turned it on yet. They haven't showed up like we've seen them in the regular season, and they just won by, what, 27 points? And John Wall was 17 for 19, and Bradley Beal had under 15 points. And if they get it going, if they both put 30 points up like they can, Celtics need to watch out.
Yeah, and it's also been an interesting thing because you look at the longevity of both of their first rounds and how they played, considering the tragic, you know, situation that Isaiah Thomas has been in. It's not like he's gotten a lot of rest, and then we see him Thursday night. He only scored 13 points, and he didn't really shoot well. He played 29 minutes. There's an aspect of it that he's been traveling back and forth from before, you know, right as the first game started, basically traveling back and forth out of state and into state, you know, to the different games, to different states, spent a night in Seattle, Washington with his family, and then traveled all the way back to Boston for game one of the second round. So some of it, I think, is catching up, just a little bit of fatigue. But at the same time, I think he's going to find that rest. And Thomas is right. Bradley Beal and John Wall haven't turned it on where they have. There were three games, I think, in the first round that they both scored 30 points or more. So if they do that, they are going to make this a very interesting
series. Well, John Wall has scored 40 points in game two, which has so happened. Isaiah scored 53. So sure. That kind of counteracts itself there.
All right. So would you expect Washington to come back in it in game four tomorrow? Or they might need a little bit more time, just the way the Celtics are playing?
I think they'll tie it up in game four, and then it'll really just come down to the best team wins after that. Washington is great at home. That's been their bread and butter. They don't lose very often at home. They took all the games at home against Atlanta. So I think they're going to tie in four, and then it'll just come down to who makes less mental mistakes but can still stay physical at the same time.
All right. So what do you give it, 5-6?
I picked Wizards in six at the start. I'll go Wizards in six again.
Kyle?
I'm going seven games.
Winner?
I want to say Boston, just because their all-star performances, and I don't want to take anything away from John Wall, but okay. I think Celtics.
Thomas?
I said Wizards in seven before the series started. I'm going to stick with that. Wizards in seven.
All right. Moving on in the Eastern Conference. Won't need to talk about this one too much. Cavs and Raptors. Cavs take a 3-0 lead. Everybody really expected this. You think Toronto able to win one game? It's in Toronto. That is tomorrow at 3:30 p.m.?
No.
No. What do you guys think? No.
No. This game was so close. It was like 5 points in the fourth quarter. I looked down to play Candy Crush on my phone. I looked back up. Cavs are up by 20. I have no idea what happened.
Thomas?
Kyle Lowry didn't play in game three, and they can't get anything going. DeMar DeRozan finally showed up, and they still couldn't win. I mean, if Kyle Lowry's not healthy, it's going to be a clean sweep.
So basically, Kyle Lowry's the X-factor for them trying to win.
He's a necessity.
All right.
It's over.
Yeah, I'd say it is as well. So moving on to the Western Conference, Warriors and the Jazz could have a similar outcome. They play tonight at 8:30 Eastern. Or that might be 11:30 Eastern. I don't know.
No, they're 8:30. They're 8:30.
Okay, lit. All right, so Warriors, 2-0 over the Jazz. How big of a game does Gordon Hayward need to have tonight for the Jazz to try to stay in this? Because I think you get the 3-0 and they're definitely getting swept.
I don't know if they're necessarily going to get swept, but I mean, the thing is their team, the way that they play, they are a young team, but you have to look at the Warriors. They are the best team in the league. Like any team that they go against, they only lose a few games every once in a while. So it's still rare. I mean, you look at their streaks through the regular season, it's rare that they lose, you know, two games out of 9-10. Back-to-back in those streaks. They had streaks throughout the whole year, you know, 13, 5, 7, 9. So I still think that the Jazz could put up one, maybe two wins.
Yeah, Thomas? I see one game maybe. One game at most. There's no way this goes past five games. The Golden State Warriors are clicking on all cylinders. We're seeing Kevin Durant finally healthy. He's playing 30-plus minutes. We're seeing Steph Curry, MVP Curry, like we saw last year. Draymond Green's on fire. The Warriors, I can't see them losing more than one game. Gordon Hayward's playing good. That's the thing. And they still lost both games, and he's playing great.
They don't have depth. So could we all agree Warriors in five?
Yeah, if I had to bet money, five. I would say the Jazz have a better chance to win a game than Toronto does, but I wouldn't bet money on that.
Well, you're not allowed to do that here, Tim.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't follow the Liberty way.
Whoa!
Hold on. I'm a senior.
We got
seniors!
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my theme
but
song.
But you live on campus.
Play. Yeah, I'm not going to. Never mind.
Stop right there.
Never mind.
Stop. All right, we got one more game in the NBA. Game in the NBA.
I'm a bookie.
Spurs and Rockets, another hugely competitive one.
Oh, man, I'm so excited about this series, though, especially after the last game where you get a feeling after a while of how these teams are playing, and now the Spurs are up one, you know, one game. It's 2-1 now. And I love the aspects of what Popovich and their All-Stars can do versus what James Harden and his team can do, and the way that Mike D'Antoni has brought them along this season has been incredible. I look at two things that, you know, have been an impact these last two games that have resulted in losses. One, Nene has not played as well as he did in the first round, as well as Clint Capela played okay the last two games, but not as well as he had. I think one of your leading scorers was Ryan Anderson the other night. James Harden had an off night. There are areas around there that some, I mean, even Lou Williams, I think, didn't even score. And he's called instant offense because he usually comes off the bench and just puts up six. You know, he doesn't ever finish the game super high, but he needs to put up about 11, 12, 13 for them to be in contention.
Thomas, your thoughts quickly on Spurs Rockets?
I was really surprised that San Antonio just, they played awful last night and they still won by 11 points without Tony Parker. He's going to be out for the series, the rest of the playoffs. It was James Harden and nobody else showed up for Houston. That really surprised me. I really expected Houston to show up, win game three, get up on the Spurs, and they let me down.
All right, so Spurs, or Houston hosts game four. Spurs up 2-1. That's tomorrow at 9 p.m. You guys expect a turnaround at home for Houston now with the absence of Tony Parker?
Absolutely.
At some point, yes, but Kawhi Leonard is still the best overall player in the Western Conference, and it's not even close at this point. Houston needs a lot of things to go right.
I disagree.
Oh my gosh.
We don't have time to get into
that. We certainly don't, so that's great. I'll just ask you your pick. What do you got this series in, Thomas? Who's winning and how many?
Houston in seven. Houston will turn it on. They'll start shooting again. Houston in seven.
Yeah, it's going to go back and forth. Houston in seven.
I want to see Houston in the Warriors.
It's like two finals back-to-back. You get Houston and the Warriors, and then whoever wins that game versus the Cavs.
There you go. So NBA playoffs, you can find that for – have you guys done your last show, or are you guys going to keep going a little bit with from the Perimeter podcast?
We still got seasons, or we still got episodes.
Okay.
Until the final is called and the MVP is official.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We're going to keep
and
it going.
And off-season, too.
We do have some.
All right.
We have
so, where can they find where can the listeners find information about the Front of Perimeter podcast?
Follow us on Twitter at FTP_podcast, or you can find our Facebook at From the Perimeter, and we are on iTunes.
Yay.
Just From the Perimeter podcast.
Awesome. So, you guys have been on this show, Thomas. You've been on for quite a while. You were on season one.
Yeah,
we had John to play some trivia. Remember that?
Oh, man.
I should have brought up a clip from that, man.
That was a fun time.
Somehow you brought me on for hockey.
We used to talk about, like, soccer on the... Like, we used to talk about stuff we just didn't know a thing about. We just did whatever, you know? We were trying to make it work, and we made it work. So, what's your favorite Average Joe's memory, Thomas? We'll start with you.
Oh, man, there's so many. Let's see. How about Kyle bringing us Chick-fil-A every morning?
Yeah, Kyle brings us Chick-fil-A every morning. We don't ask him to. And actually, sometimes it conflicts with, like, I already eat breakfast, and then he brings me Chick-fil-A.
Well, I'm not going to put it to waste.
Yeah. Kyle, how about you?
Probably, like, my first show, I walked in and was like, what is this? These guys are, like, just chilling, talking about whatever. And then you guys, Battle of the Best, here's Kyle Vaught, threw me on. I was like, okay, well, this is it. Denton was like, all right. I agree with this guy. It's probably the best moment I have.
All right, so we have some breaking news here from the Average Joe Sports Show. Mo Walters has now joined us over on Mic 3 in our DeMoss Hall studios.
Good morning, good morning.
Nice
good morning.
To see you, Mo.
Thank you. Had a good weekend. Cinco de Mayo. God bless.
There you go. So I'm going to ask you in the next minute your thoughts on the entire NBA playoffs. So when you take a look at one of these here, Mo, which one are you most excited to watch in the next couple of days? One of these series games in the second round.
I gotta go with my man LeBron. Any game he's in right now, everybody's hating on him as usual. And people are starting to come doing the Draymond Green LeBron comparisons right now. Can we just stop that? Draymond Green will never. That.
Wait, who's
ever,
comparing those two?
I saw an article on ESPN saying that, you know, Draymond Green is not LeBron, but he's now on his level.
Oh, these layoffs are really hurting them. Goodness gracious.
Hey, they just signed Waj. What do you guys ridiculous. Think about them signing, was it Waj? Waj and a cow? I don't know how to say his full name.
Wojnowski.
Did they actually sign him yet?
Yeah, they did. I heard they're signing him.
Buttload of money.
Yeah.
Worth it because he breaks stuff better than Mark Stein does.
So you think the Raptors are going to get swept?
I do think so. Okay. I think Cleveland's going to go undefeated.
How about Jazz? Are they going to get swept?
I think they'll win a game or two.
Okay, how about the Spurs and the Rockets?
Oh, no, that'll be a close series. And two great players on both teams. You got Kawhi Leonard, you got James Harden. And I don't think the talent disparity is that far between them to say one team is going to completely run away with it.
And how about the Celtics and the Wizards?
I like John Wall. I like Isaiah Thomas. I'm going to go with the Wizards. I think they're finally going to break through.
All right, how many games? How many games?
I like him.
How many games?
Six.
That's a definitive answer, folks. So,
go with six.
Mo, we got to go to commercial break.
All right.
But we thank you for giving us the Spark Notes version of the NBA playoffs.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Thomas, we thank you very much for joining us via phone call from
satellite.
Yeah, via satellite from wherever
appreciate
that couch
it.
Is being moved.
I'll go put some more doors. I got to go put the door back on my apartment.
Have fun.
We'll send you a
donut. That's
via
not
satellite.
My apartment, is it? That's your other apartment?
No. It's the other one. It's
awesome.
The other one. Good.
Okay, good. That means I don't have to deal with that. That's good. All right. So, and Kyle, we thank you very much for joining us as well. Kyle's over here eating a donut.